delicacies. Okay, in honor of Yisrael's bar mitzvah, we brought some desserts over here. The brachas mezonos, they're parith, they're yashan, everything you want. Okay, we are holding in Simen Vav. We are up to Sif Beis. We started it last night, but we'll start from the beginning again and do a whole Sif Beis. The last line of page 22. So the Mechaber says, Yesh no hogin lahantin levarech al netilas yadayim ad boam lebeis hakneses umisadrim oso im shar habrachos. There are those who have a custom to make the bracha of al netilas yadayim only once they get to shul. And they put it in the order of the other brachos. When they say brachos ha-shachar and shul, they also say al netilas yadayim at that point, not when they wash nagel v'asar in the morning. That's what some people have a minhag to do. Ubnei svarad lo nohagu kein. But the svaradim do not do that. They are not knowing that way. The Rama then says, the alkol ponim lo yivarech shtei pa'amim. Whatever you do, make sure you don't make the bracha of al netilas yadayim two times. Umi, and now he states the obvious, umi shemavarechem beveso lo yivarech beves hakneses. If you made the bracha of al netilas yadayim at home, don't make it again in shul. V'chein mi shemavarechem beves hakneses lo yivarech beveso. And if you're making the bracha in shul, don't make it in your house. You have one chance to make it, but there are different customs. Some put it together with the other brachos in shul, and some say it before in their house. And we'll see the details about that.
What about I missed a few days, but what about the fact that you couldn't walk more than 4 days?
No, that was till you wash. This is the bracha.
Oh,
that was the washing. It continues the Rama and writes, Misha lomeit kodem sheikanes lebeis haknesas o mispalo kodem. One who learns before he goes to shul, or he davens before he goes to shul, Yevarachem beveso, he should make the brachos in his house. Velo yevarach beveis haknesses. So if you're going to be learning or davening in your house before you go, then you should make the brach of al netilas yadayim in your house and not in the shul. Vafilu bichiagavne yesh nohogim lasadrom imshar brachos beveis haknesses vein mevarachem bevesom. And even some people who do learn or daven at home before they go to shul, they even have the minhag to do everything in shul. So we see a lot of different minhagim over here. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah clearly. Again, it's referencing a lot of the information that we have from previous shiurim, but we'll chazer everything in case some people accidentally missed a shiur over Pesach. So let's start again in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Zayin. We'll do it quickly. We spent time on it last night. Kabbalah mi Rabbi Yehuda chaser hayotzei mibeis lo beis haknesses kodem sheyispal yomar pasuk Shema Yisrael. One who goes out from his house to shul before he davens should say the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Aval yichavin shulolotzeis bozeh hamitzvah saseh de kriya Shema. But he should have in mind not to be yotzei his mitzvah of Kriya Shema at that point. Elo im kein yarei shi'avor zman Kriya Shema, unless he's afraid this man Kriya Shema is going to pass. V'ayin l'kabon b'slov simen menvav, mashik asadna b'shavur Hashem. Okay, now let's go to Sifkat and Ches. Sifkat and Ches, we mentioned last night, we're going to do it well with a note, and it's going to really, that note's going to, is a summary of stuff we've learned in the past, and it will help us even in the Mishnah Berurah that we'll see today. So in Sifkat and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Levarech. Again, some have the minhag to make the bracha in shul. This minhag is specifically if you get up, you wash nagel v'asar, and then you go out to shul right away. So then there's a custom to wait with the bracha until you get to shul. But if you're going to spend time learning after you wash your hands, the kosher kein kishemafsik besicha betela. Certainly, if you're going to be schmoozing stam, the achar is the holech lebeis haknesses, and then you're going to go to shul umavarech sham al netilas yadayim, and only then you're going to make a bracha al netilas yadayim. Lukuli alma lo avid shapir. Then, according to everyone, you're not doing good. So, if you're going to go straight to shul, that's okay. Wait with the bracha till you get to shul. But if you're going to be schmoozing or learning, then you shouldn't wait till you get to shul. It's going to be a hefsek. The yesh hefsek godol bein atila lebracha, because then there's a big break between the washing and the bracha on the washing. Like we will see later. Alkein, therefore, osam sha'omrim tehillim kodam al netilas yadayim lo yofahem osam. Therefore, those who spend time saying tehillim before they make their bracha of al netilas yadayim are not doing nicely. The havi hefsek godol. Because that is a big hefsek. Kosav ha-levush, levush writes, Osam she'omrim tehillim, those who say tehillim, Tov yoser she'yomru kodem ha-tfilah ayin shamatam, they should say their tehillim before they daven and look there for the reason. I'd like to do note number 5 over here. Note number 5 is a very important note. It's a major summary of what we've seen in the past and also a summary of what we're going to see the rest of the evening as well. It's going on that which we just mentioned, that if a person is going to have a break of learning or certainly schmoozing before he goes to shul, he should not wait with the bracha of al netilas yadayim until he gets to shul. He should make the bracha in his house before he goes, because that would be a hefsek. So look at note number 5. Ubabir halacha le'el, the bir halacha taught us in Simen Dalad. He brings Divrei HaBeis Yosef Shilashitas HaRashba. Again, let me just review the two shitas. This was the very beginning of, right before Pesach, when we took leave of each other. So there are two reasons why we make a bracha of Amit Tfilas Yadayim. The Rosh was of the opinion that Yadayim Askani Osein, that when a person sleeps, especially in those days when they weren't clothed when they went to sleep, so a person's hands are for sure going to touch a dirty part of his body, and therefore when he wakes up, his hands are unclean for davening, and therefore Chazal instituted to wash the hands for that reason, and to get rid of the Ruach Ra as well. And the bracha was because you're cleansing your hands for davening. Chazal was misaki in a bracha of Anatila Sadayim. The Rashba brought down a different reason. He says, Tam, when a person wakes up in the morning, he's a Briya Chadasha, he's a new being, and therefore they instituted a bracha on the Tila Sadayim because you're a new being before you daven. Just like they instituted a bracha on Pokea Chivrim that we could see and that we could walk, all other brachos, they also instituted a bracha of Anat Islam because of Briya Chadasha. There are various nafkaminas, and we'll see a touch of that right now. So here the note says from the Bir Halacha earlier that the Beis Yosef says that according to the Rashba, according to the Rashba, that the reason for the washing is that we're a new being in the morning. You could delay the bracha, ulasadra im shar brachos, I'll put it with the other brachos. The same way I'm making a bracha pokeach even in the morning because I'm a bria chadasha and I could see again, or people could see, even if a person who can't see says the bracha. But that, just like you could say that bracha in shul, not the minute you wake up, you could say alantil sadayim for the same reason later on in shul. Wouldn't it be a problem? The way the Beis Yosef explains in the Rashba. Even though there's a long break between the washing and the bracha, because the bracha is on being a Briya Chadash in general, not a problem. And because of that reason, the Bir Halacha comes out in Maskana earlier. A person who has, from the time he wakes up, a long break till it's going to be time for davening. Like he's davening Shabbos at 8 o'clock and he wakes up at 6:30 and he wants to learn. It's a long break. So, Kevin Shemistomach is Shiagiyaz Mantvila Yelech Shuv Lebeis Kise Kedei Lanakos Atzmo. So, the other Bar Halacha wrote, Mistoma, a person is going to go to the bathroom again to clear himself out before davening when he has this hour and a half break. So Rashi Lismoch Adasa Beis Yosef Ulahamtim Levarech Arashe Yisader Asabrocha Yachar Mishar Brichos Hashachar. Let me explain. According to the Rashba, we said you can 100% lefi the Beis Yosef wait until you get to shul to make the bracha, even if it's a long break. But according to the Rush, that we're making a bracha on Anat Tfilas Yadayim in preparation for tefillah, but it's cleansing your hands also. So if you're going to be going to the bathroom again before davening, so then even according to the Rush, it's okay to make the bracha later. Because if you woke up and you washed your hands, and now you're having a long break and you're going to go to the bathroom again, which is going to require washing your hands before davening again, so the bracha will be on that second netila. And therefore, according to everyone, says the Bir Halacha, if one is going to go to the bathroom again before davening, from the time he wakes up, he's going to go a second time before davening and he'll wash his hands again for tefillah, then both according to the Rush, which the bracha is on the netila you're doing for tefillah, which is the second one after you go to the bathroom, and lefi the Rashba that you're a briya chadasha, so you can make the you could wash earlier and then make the bracha much later, because just like all the other brachos are in the order of the tefillah, so that would be okay. That's where the Bir Halacha comes out, and therefore he's just pointing that over here, where the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're going to have a break of learning or schmoozing and then go to shul, according to everyone, you're not doing good. It's not so pasha that you're not doing good, because if you're going to relieve yourself again before davening, then the Bir Halacha says that's what you should do. Now, I don't know if people listen to the recording or not, but the Aruch HaShulchan comes out not that way. In that exact case, the Aruch HaShulchan says one should not wait for the second time he goes to the bathroom to make the bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says that one should make the bracha right when he washes his hands, even if he thinks he's going to go to the bathroom again. When you wake up and you wash Negelwasser, he says make the bracha there and don't wait. But the Mishnah Berurah came out very clearly, very strong in Siman Dalet, which this note is summarizing the Bir Halacha, that in such a scenario, you wake up an hour and a half before davening and you're going to go to the bathroom, certainly gedolim, before you go to shul again, then you can make the bracha of Anat Tfilas Yadayim later, and it works according to everyone. Let's go weiter in this Sif. You'll see this will come up again in the Mishnah Berurah, as we'll see very shortly. Turning the page to Sif Katan Tes. We said the B'nei Svarad Lonogu Kain. Again, the Mechaber said the minog, many people have a minog to wash when they get up, and they make the bracha in shul, and the Svaradim don't do that. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of page Yud Beis, V'haskomas ha'achronim lino ka'anshei Svarad. And the consensus of the Achronim is that one should act like the Anshei Svarad, shelo lahafsik lechadchila ben birchas anatila shadayim v'anatila. that everyone should not have a break between the washing of the hands and the bracha, and you should make the bracha right away. Rather, right after one washes negalaser, you should make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Ah, however, in be'esha notel yodavu tzarech l'nakavav, if when you first get up, you're washing your hands, but you have to go to the bathroom, shafilu b'divrei Torah asr, in that case, you can't even say words of Torah, v'afilu yochal lahamid atzmo ad parsa, even if you're able to hold it in for 72 minutes, the time it takes to walk a parsa, ein lo levarech al netilas yadayim ad shi'aseh tzrachav. Then avada, a person shouldn't make the bracha until after he relieves himself, and then he has a clean body, and then he can make the bracha. V'yavarech al netilas yadayim v'asher yotzer. So again, when a person wakes up, he's saying, we should be known that the Anshei Svarad, wash your hands, make an Atilas Yadayim. If you have to go to the bathroom, so obviously, go to the bathroom first, then wash your hands again, like we saw earlier, and then you make the Atilas Yadayim right away. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, that the Achorim say to be known like the Anshei Svarad. But now he brings in what we just mentioned before. V'ayin l'kamon b'simen tzadi beis sif aleph b'hago. Look at the Ramah later on in Simen Tzadi Beis, Nochos Tvila, over Mishnah Berurah Shom, v'ayin l'el b'simen dal b'mishnah Berurah, which is what we just quoted, Simen Dalin. Shekasavnu shom b'shem ha'chai odom, that we wrote there b'shem ha'chai odom. Shelechatchila yoser tov lahamtim milavarech al netilas yadayim ad la'achah shemenake atzmo v'rotze l'espalo. The chai odom brings down that it's better to wait with your bracha of al netilas yadayim till you go to the bathroom again and cleanse yourself before davening, and then you wash your hands and make the bracha over there. The oz yotze l'kul yalma, because then, like we just mentioned in the note on the previous page, you yotze according to everyone. Lefi the Rashba, the Beis Yosef says you're always okay making the bracha later, and lefi the Rosh, the bracha is the cleansing your hands for davening. So you're going to a bathroom a second time before davening, gedolim, so you need to wash your hands there, make the bracha there. So ayin shom bebir halocha shekasavnu shetov sheoz yesader achar birchas al netilas yadayim. Look in the Bir Halacha that we just discussed, where we say over there that in that case where you're going to cleanse yourself before davening again, you should make the Al Netilas Yadayim, the Asher Yotzer, and together with the rest of the Birchas HaShachar. And that's the scenario that the Chai Odom is discussing. Of the That's when you're Yotzi according to everyone. Only when you're going to the bathroom again, before davening. Otherwise you're not Yotzi according to everyone. So that's part of the issue. So we'll summarize in a second. That's a good point. V'ayin shom bebir halacha shebemaisa rav kosav gam ken ka chai odom. The maisa rav they bring down as well like the chai odom. Mikom makom ha'osa ka shari tshuva yesh lo gam ken amalismuch. The bir halacha is over there, but one does like the shari tshuva, which is what we're saying over here, to make the bracha right away, he has what to rely on. So it seems to be that the bottom line is, and if a person has no idea if he's going to go to the bathroom again, you know, it depends on the break is. You know, if you get up 2.5 hours before davening, so you could assume you're going to go to the bathroom before you go to davening. But if a person gets up 20 minutes before davening and he's going to learn for 5 minutes, so then it sounds like the best thing to do is make the brachos right away. When you get up, you can go to the bathroom, you do negavaser, go to the bathroom, wash your hands, you make the anitas dam and the asher yotzer at that point. But if a person knows his body or he has a very long time that he's going to be waiting, so there, again, you have the Shari Tshuva who says make the brachas right away. You have the Aruch HaShulchan who says make the brachas right away. But you have the Chai Odom, which the Bir Halacha seems to pass in like that. In that scenario, where you're davening, you're at a bar mitzvah, and davening's at 9:30, and you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to learn, and you're sitting and learning for 3 hours before davening. So then it's Lefi V'Mishnah Berurah, it would be better to not make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim on the initial washing, but rather wait till you go to the bathroom before davening. So Birchas HaTorah we'll discuss independently. Right, we're used to, like, everything's all together, it's one thing, which is...
One's learning 3 hours before davening.
Right, so if you're learning 3 hours before davening, according to the Chai Odom, it turns out a little bit funny. You're going to wake up, you're going to wash your hands, go to the bathroom, you're going to make an Asher Yotzer, you're going to say Birchas HaTorah, you're going to learn for 3 hours, you're going to go to the bathroom again, and now you're going to make an Al Netilas Yadayim and an Asher Yotzer. So it comes out a little funny, but that's what you're going to do. You're going to save the Al Netilas Yadayim for then, but you're not going to make it twice. So that's what comes out. Right, but you certainly... The Aruch HaShulchan says... Just do it all right away. And the Mishnah Berurah certainly says you don't lose out if you do it right away. But it's clear over and over from the Mishnah Berurah, from the Bir Halacha, that the ideal way in such a scenario, it could be you have to know your body that you're going to go to the bathroom then also. But if you are going to go to the bathroom, so you should save your Al Netilas Yadayim for the second trip to the bathroom, which will be right before davening when you wash your hands, then you're Yotzei according to everyone. But if you're not planning on waiting a long time that you're necessarily going to go to the bathroom again, then avada, you should make the bracha right away of Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzer right away in the morning. That's what comes out. Okay, let's go weiter.
Is the shower considered a hafsa?
wake up, take a shower, and you go to shul.
That's Tam a Shiloh that they discussed, if you're allowed to do that. In terms of things that you're not supposed to do before davening. When you wake up, you're not supposed to do your own needs before davening. So there's a whole Shiloh about taking a shower, if you take a shower before davening. But we'll get to that when we get to Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, so meanwhile, do it, and we'll discuss it when we get closer. But in general, a person is supposed to not do other things before davening.
Taking a shower,
you
need a shower.
Right, okay, so it could be, it could be that some will say it's like washing your face and waking yourself up, and it could be. It could be, right. So in that case, so Yitzchak, would it be a hefsek? You're saying you go into the bathroom, you wash Negavaster, and you do everything, and take a shower, and then you can first come out. So I don't think that would be a problem.
He wakes up before this money.
That's right, yeah.
He's with
No. One clarification, we did this see earlier in the halachos that there are some that say that even if you wouldn't go to the bathroom in the morning, they can make an asher yotzer anyway.
Right.
But we're not even discussing that over here. We're discussing a person who's going to get up, he's going to wash his hands, he's going to go to the bathroom, and then he's going to go to the bathroom again before davening. You for sure need to make asher yotzer each time you go to the bathroom. So even if you're doing like the chay odom, like the Ber Halacha says, to wait with the al netilas yadayim, that's the thing, it comes out funny. You wake up in the morning, you wash, and you go to the bathroom, all you make is an asher yotzer. And now when you go to the bathroom 2 hours later before davening, you make it al netilas yadayim with the asher yotzer.
That's beautiful. Why is it weird?
But no.
That asher yotzer is not going on.
Correct.
The bathroom.
Correct.
Yeah, but why?
Just weird in terms of that.
You're not going to be yotzer with the first one? Like, can't go on both? Like
you're not yotzer, right? That's why only if you go to the bathroom.
You said
the first asher yotzer?
We're
good. You're not asking a question, right?
No, I'm asking you.
What are you asking?
What you're saying. We came in, you just said you go to the bathroom, you make asher yotzer.
Right.
And when you say that, you make another one.
If you went
that
to
one's going on, like.
No, you're going to the bathroom again. You can only make the Alan Tilas Adayim later if you're going to the bathroom. You can only make the Alan Tilas Adayim later before davening if you went to the bathroom again.
Right before davening?
I don't know if that's be the minute before, but
you're not going to make it on that bathroom.
On that bathroom trip, you'll make an Alan Tilas Adayim on the washing of the hands and an Asher Yotzer on that bathroom. And the previous Asher Yotzer was on going to the bathroom when you woke up. You could do that for sure. Okay, let's see some other interesting things that come out of here. Let's look at Sif Katan Yud. So we said, the main thing is not to make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim two times. If you make it at home, don't make it in shul. If you make it in shul, don't make it at home. Zaptim is Shabura, Sefkotan Yud. I am the Magen Avraham, Uprim Megadim, Ushari Achronim, Sheskimu. All these Achronim all agree. Da'afilu Shliach Tzivur Sheberach Beveso. Even the Chazan, who said the brachos in his house, Shuv Lo Yevarach Beveso Knesses. This rule about saying one Al Netilas Yadayim per customer per day for Negelvasser is even for the chazan. You make it at home, you don't make it in shul. To be a menu akol b'kia, nowadays, even if we have a chazan in the top front of the shul making the brachos, we all make our own bracha, brachos ha-shachar, because we're all b'kia, we all know how to make brachos. The kolachan mevarach la'atzmo, the ain rotza lotzeis b'birchas ha-shilat tzibur, no one's trying to be yotzei with the bracha of the shilat tzibur. So if you're the shilat tzibur and you made it al netilas yadayim at home, don't make it again in shul. Al kain the makom shaminog shashilat tzibur omer kol abrachos b'tzibur. Therefore, in a place where the minog is that the chazan gets off of pesukah dezimra and he starts from the very, very, very beginning and he starts from al netilas yadayim. Kemo b'makom oseinu shaminog kain b'yomim noroim. The Chavetz Chaim says that's the minog in our place on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that the chazan will start from mamish al netilas yadayim. Shemavarech b'tzibur gam al netilas yadayim v'asher yotzer b'brachos haTorah. He says everything out loud on the yom noroim. Yizar mitchila shlo yevarach osam beveso. That chazan should make sure that he did not make the bracha of al netilas yadayim in his house because he's making it in shul. He can only make it one per customer. Vim eira shekvar berach osam beveso. If it happens that the chazan made the bracha, let's say of al netilas yadayim already in his house, and now he gets to shul and they call him up to be the chazan, and they say, "New start from the beginning from al netilas yadayim." He made the bracha at home. What does he do? Yira levakeish leecha me'ashomim sheyadayin lo berach shechavin lotzis bebrachaso. He should ask one of the congregants who did not yet make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim to be yotzei with his bracha. He can't make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim for himself, or Asher Yotzer, because he already made it at home. So when he's making it now in shul, the Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzer, he should make sure that he's being motzi one of the congregants who didn't make it yet. Right? Very simple. And then he can make the bracha.
No?
What?
Same thing with Chanukah.
Same thing.
Like someone lights it in shul, they're not...
No, it's different. It's different, yeah. That's different. That's different. That's different. let me just.
You can say the bracha first.
You cannot. So Alex is asking an excellent question. I want to discuss that. So Alex is asking an excellent question. Exactly what we want to discuss. Alex is mamish mechavim to everything we discuss right now. We just said that if a person comes to shul and he already said Alan Tilson Ashi Yasser at home, don't make it again in shul. But if you want to say it again, make sure you have someone that you're being motzi. Correct, Alex Sariano Kasha. What do you mean? If I want to have one of these desserts from the bar mitzvah and I'm not in the mood to make a bracha, and I say, Alex, make a mezonos for me. That doesn't work. Unless he's also taking part in the mezonos, you can't be motzi someone in a birchas hanenin. You can't ask someone to make a shahakel for you on your soda if he's not drinking. By a mitzvah, you can. Right? If I have a mitzvah to hear shofar, and you were yotze, Yitzchak was already yotze the mitzvah shofar, he's blowing for me, I'm not feeling when it comes to my house. He can make the bracha and be motzi me. He's doing everything for me. But if I want to eat a piece of cake, he can't make a mezonos for me. If he's also eating cake, he can make a mezonos for himself and be motzi me. But just for me, he can't do it. So you see an interesting thing over here. If you look at note number 9, they point out this exact thing. And this is a discussion in the postgame. What kind of bracha is Asher Yotzer? What is it? What kind of bracha is it? Is it a birchas hanenin, like a bracha on a piece of cake? If it is, then this Mishnah Berurah makes no sense. This Mishnah Berurah is a raya that Asher Yotzer is not a brachas anenin. A brachas anenin is a bracha that you have when you get a pleasure. Now, going to the bathroom is a pleasure. So one might think that Asher Yotzer is a brachas anenin, like eating a piece of cake is a pleasure, right? So going to the bathroom is a hanah. So one might think it is. So they bring this as one of the rayas that it's not a brachas anenin. Because if it was to be a brachas anenin, how could the chazan say it for me if he was ready Yotzer? You can't be motzi someone else. Exactly what you just pointed out. Exactly. Look at note number 9. Mimasha kosef sheyochel hotzi acheim bebracha zu. From that which we just said, you can be motzi someone else with this bracha. Die kagon shalom zamen arbach shebirchas asher yotzer hi birchas hashevach. It's obviously a bracha of praising Hashem. Sharei bebirchas hanenin lo shayach din arvus lo hotzi acheim dechavasam. You can't be motzi someone else in a bracha that's a birchas hanenin. Exactly what Alex is medayik, that's what Shlomo Zalman is medayik. One second, let me just finish this. V'hosef, but then he adds on that it's not so pashit. Shlomo Zalman says, she'itochen l'chalik. You could be mechalik and say, she'ein mikan raya shezu birchas hashevach. There's no real raya from here that Asher Yotzer in general is a birchas hashevach. Why? Mishum she'rak birchas Asher Yotzer she'mevorechem ba'boker b'seidah birchas hashachar here birchas hashevach. Maybe only the initial Asher Yotzer that you make in the morning with the birchas hashachar, that's a bracha of praising Hashem. Because like we just mentioned before, some poskim say you make an Asher Yotzer in the morning even if you didn't go to the bathroom. So in the morning you could say, you're right, that's a birchas hashavach. You could be motzi someone else even if you didn't get that pleasure, because it's not a bracha on the pleasure. But throughout the day when a person uses the Beis HaKisei and makes an Asher Yotzer, you could say then it's a birchas hanenin. In other words, it could be, you know, we have a raya from here that in the morning it's not a birchas hanenin. But it doesn't mean that throughout the day it's not a birchas hanenin, because it's very different, the first Asher Yotzer from the rest of them. Because the first one, some poskim say, you make it even when you don't go to the bathroom. And therefore, that makes sense, it's not a birchas hanenin. If you didn't go to the bathroom, you got no hanoi, you're still making the bracha. So there it's a birchas hashavach. But the rest of the day, when you're making it only when you go to the bathroom, maybe there it's taka birchas hanenin, and you wouldn't be able to be motzi your friend with that bracha, because that's a regular birchas hanenin. And then he brings in another interesting raya from something later on. He writes, "Le'uma zos mimashakosa v'mishibur l'kamon b'shem kama achronim shemish lo berach birchas Asher Yotzer ad ashehutzrach shuv l'nakov av shuv lo yivarech." A person went to the bathroom one time. He forgot to make an Asher Yotzer. Now he has to go to the bathroom again, but he doesn't really have to go. And he feels that he's starting. He's still allowed to make brachas. He's not that badly having to go that he can't make a bracha, but he wants to know, could he make an Asher Yotzer on the 3-hour go trip to the bathroom? So it says over there, shuv lo yivarech. It's a machlokas. But many poskim say that once you feel already that you're starting to need the bathroom again, you can't make an Asher Yotzer on your original trip. So he writes, mevur l'chor, that's a raya, she'ein ze birchas ha-shevach. That's a raya, that's not a brach of shevach. She'ein birchas ha-shevach, yimadu lo yivarech. If it's just a praising of Hashem, why can't I praise Hashem now? Because I'm starting to feel that I have to use the Beis HaKisei again. Why should I take it away? But if it's a birchas hanenin, so once the hanah left, you can't make a bracha. Just like once you finish eating and you wait 72 minutes, the hanah is gone, the food is already digested, you can't make a bracha achron anymore, because you lost the hanah. So if you start to have to go to the bathroom again, you lost the hanah of the bathroom, and therefore you can make it again. So that's also a raya, the fact that you wouldn't be able to make the bracha again, that maybe it would be a birchas hanenin. So you have different rayas, different sadam, interesting shayla, what kind of bracha exactly Asher Yotzer is. Let's just finish up in the Mishnah Berurah. We are in the second column in the towards the end of Sukkot and Yud. Ach oz yezoyer hashatz mod lashmiya koloshen habracha. But if the chazan, in fact, is being motzi someone else with the bracha, he should make sure that he lets him hear the entire bracha. V'lo kamoshin hogan ve'ezem makom shashatz mashmiya rak loshen tchilas habracha v'sofa. Make sure you don't do one of those beginning and ending of brachas out loud and the rest quietly. If you're being motzi someone else with your bracha v'ashiyotzer, you have to say the whole bracha out loud so he hears it. Dekeven shekavanoso oz b'habracha lahotzi, because since there your intention is with that bracha to motzi others, tzarech hashomea lishmoa kol lashon habracha, yasi the entire bracha. The last Mishnah Berurah says that even sometimes when a person is learning or davening before he goes to shul, so he said you really should make the brachos right away. Some of the minog, even then, to put the brachos with the rest of the brachos hashachar later on in shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudalef, Haynu mashin hogan rov hamon am lispalos slichos kodem war haboker b'meas slichos. This is referring to people who like to say slichos early in the morning before davening. V'sham maskirin kama psukim. And in the slichos, they're going to mention many psukim. V'achakach mevarchim al natilas adayim b'rachas haTorah. And only then afterwards, they're going to say the bracha of al natilas adayim b'rachas haTorah. U'le'inyan b'rachas haTorah yesh li'ashev tzas. Aye, how are you saying psukim of Torah before you make b'rachas haTorah? That we can get out of, says the Mishnah Berurah. The osana poskim ain omrim osa. The osana psukim ain omrim osan el derech tfila v'lo neschayvu ben b'rachas haTorah lefidas is a poskim. Some poskim say even if you're saying psukim, but you're not saying it derech limud, you're saying it b'derech tfila, so it doesn't require a b'rachas haTorah. And therefore, if you're saying slichos which has psukim in it, according to them, it would be okay to say the slichos and say b'rachas haTorah even after you mention the psukim in slichos. Kamoshin es bar b'simim menvav siftes b'haga v'ayin shomim mishabura. Note 12 is a very important note. He writes over there, the Mishnah Berurah says over there that Shayom Nogu Kosma Postma Sovim She'ein Lomar Psukim Afil Derech Tachnum Kol Berachas haTorah. We're knowing nowadays not to mention any Psukim even Derech Tachanunim before we say Berachas haTorah. V'lochein Bimei Aslichos Yesh Lomar Berachas haTorah Kodem Aslichos. Therefore, Lemaisa nowadays, when you get to Shul and they're saying Slichos, you want to jump right in. If you didn't say Berachas haTorah, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should say Berachas haTorah before you say slichos. Let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah. Ach le'inyan netilas yadayim, that's good l'fi brachas haTorah, that you could say the psukim according to those poskim before you say brachas haTorah. But l'gabi the brachah al netilas yadayim shemafsikim b'afsoka kazos tzorech in liyashiv. But it's very schwer how you're making a bracha of netilas yadayim when you have this hefsik of slichos between your washing and your bracha. V'eskimu ha'achronim shelo lasos kein. The haskam of the achronim is one should not do this. Eliyesh levarach b'vesum yad b'kumo. Rather, one should make the bracha al netilas yadayim right when he gets up at home. V'shuv ein levarach al natilas yadayim b'sakneses, and again, you shouldn't make the bracha again when you get to shul. O kumoshin esbar b'simen zayin sif aleph. Or the other eitzah, which we've been discussing 100 times already. O shebe'ez kumo lo yivarach al natilas yadayim. The other eitzah is when you wake up not to make the bracha of al natilas yadayim when you wash negelvaser. Elo achars gemar haslichos. But after you finish saying slichos, yivdok atzmo l'nekov. A person should go to the bathroom gedolim. O yatil mayim v'yashav shef. Or you should go to the bathroom ketanim. Get his hands a little bit soiled. V'oz yivarach al natilas yadayim v'ashayotzer v'yisbal kumo shekasadim l'el b'shem ha'chay odom. And then you can make an al natilas yadayim and ashayotzer before he davens, like we already discussed many times in the Bir Halacha and the Chayodom. We'll continue tomorrow night in Mitzvah Shem.